We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I know this sounds old school. I still love that.
I know,
man.
You do. That's why I was letting it play out for a second.
Put the damn organ in and never let it leave a baseball park, ever.
Yeah, baseball's back. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We're going to talk to Miami Marlins outfielder Curtis Granderson. And, Curtis, I hope we're the first to do this. I know we're probably about 16 hours too early.
Well,
but
go ahead. Hit him with it.
A preemptive happy birthday to you. I know tomorrow, I believe, is your birthday, if I did my research correct, right?
That is correct. Thank you, guys.
I won't give your age out. I know that some people don't like, you know, giving their age out or anything like that, 38.
Oh, no.
But, yeah,
yeah,
you're going
to
be 38.
You know, age is just a number, you know. It's all right. I didn't get a chance to control that. My parents had me when they had.
That's a great answer. Yeah.
You know, Curtis, I wonder, and I was up watching you, and they had the shift on you, and you hit one pretty good out there, and some guy somewhere between second base and right field makes a heck of a play to barely get you. But I always wonder, when you're out there now at almost 38 years of age, and you're playing after you're being on some veteran Yankee teams and Mets teams, what is it like to be on a team so young and guys out there just hoping to make the big squad? What's it been like for you?
It's been exciting. You know, there's a lot of energy and a lot of talent over here in this Marlins clubhouse. And got a lot of guys that can kind of be interchangeable from different positions to different spots in the lineup, which makes it good. You know, you want to have flexibility. You don't want to just be tied into a box. So the fact that we have a lot of guys that can kind of float and go at a bunch of different spots is a strength. The fact that guys want to learn and are eager and excited to go ahead and not only pick my brain, but allow me to pick their brain, I think is also a plus for everybody here. And just a combination of a lot of good things to come here from the top down, all the way from Derek Jeter as the owner, all the way down to the 40th man on the roster here.
Hey, Curtis, so let me ask you, of all those young outfielders, whether it's Brinson or Harrison or Dean, or there's a whole bunch of them, which guy picks your brain the most and is always around every time and just a sponge wants information? Who would that be?
You know what? It's tough because there's a lot of different guys. And the cool thing about this team, you know, it's not always like, hey, help me with my hitting or help me with my positioning. We talk about so many off-the-cuff things, which I think is also beneficial. You know, just trying to keep guys loose and relaxed. Like yesterday, we were trying to figure out, you know, would you rather live in 120-degree weather or would you rather live in zero-degree weather? And I may not sound silly and it has nothing to do with baseball, but the good thing about some of that stuff is it keeps you loose and relaxed. So when it is time to get on the field, guys like Brinson, guys like Monte Harris, guys like Dean, like you mentioned, guys like Cooper that are getting a chance to go to the outfield, or O'Brien, can go out there and be like, all right, I haven't had to think about being in the outfield all day. I'm not so worried and focused on it spending 24 hours about it. So when I do finally get a chance to come out here, I can have fun. I can make diving plays. I can get my hits. I can get my extra base hits, all those different things. So I think there's a benefit from, again, continuing to keep the game fun, but also talk about baseball stuff when it's time to do that.
I can imagine the owners and even Don Mattingly are happy about the fact that you're bringing that to the clubhouse, because a lot of these guys, like you said, are young and looking for positions and trying to make their first major league team, and you kind of lighten it up a little bit as someone who's been around a lot of clubhouses before. No, it just can't be about baseball 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You have to do other things. You got to take a day off. I can imagine that everyone's happy to see you doing that, and it's got to be a fun role for you too, as kind of being the elder statesman, but talking to these young kids about life and not just baseball.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, I've always embraced that role, even when I was a young player in their positions. I think a lot of guys have that in them, but sometimes they don't get a chance to get it out because they tell you, hey, you know, you don't get a chance to speak until you get 5 years in the big leagues and stuff like that. And I want to go ahead and just let these guys know that they can be comfortable coming to me no matter, you know, my background or where they happen to be in the course of their career. Because you got a bunch of different guys that all have different makeups from different parts of the world, from their first year in the big leagues to, you know, their 10th or 12th year in the big leagues. But ultimately, we're all on the same team striving for the same thing, and that's to win as many games as possible. So if that guy that's the 40th man on the roster, for that first year in camp can't be comfortable with the guy that's, you know, here for a while, then we have some challenges here. It's going to be a little bit difficult to go out there and pull together if we can't go ahead and communicate. So one of the things that, you know, myself, Miguel Rojas, and Martin Prado and Neil Walker have been doing a good job of just making sure we just continue to interact and communicate and let them know that they can come to us at any time.
Curtis, it's not real popular to talk about on the radio, but it seems to be important with everybody. Is chemistry in a locker room or a clubhouse, is it overrated or is it legit for you?
I think it's legit because I've been on some teams where there has been bad chemistry, where the first thing everybody was looking forward to was going home. You know, we didn't care about playing. We were just trying to get out of there. And there was just always just a little divide, a little tension. You stayed on this side of the locker room, never interacted on that side of the locker room unless we were forced to be so. And you want to make sure that it's enjoyable and exciting to come to the ballpark day in and day out because we're here for a long time. I mean, it's 8 o'clock. I'm getting a chance to talk to you. If this was a home game, I'm not leaving out of here. It's about 4 o'clock. We got to do it again tomorrow and the next day and the next day. And then we're stuck on airplanes traveling with each other. So we can't seem to get along with each other. Or some form of fashion, it's going to be a very long 6 months or 7 months of a season. So chemistry, I feel like, is very important. And you've got to be blessed to realize that sometimes you're going to have it and sometimes you're not. But when you do have it, definitely take advantage of it. And the group over here has got, at least up to the point that I've seen so far, you know, a really good group from the coaching staff all the way down to the players. It's been really loose, relaxed, got everybody is subject to be picked on, which I think is also a good sign of having.
Gotta have that, well. Yeah. Gotta bust chops a little bit, yeah.
Everybody, that includes Don Arley too. Everyone's all over. I mean, they pulled up a picture of him back when he was with the Yankees, showing a little hair and everything like that. So you can go ahead and pick the top guy and go all the way down and let everybody know they can get comfortable.
Miami Marlins outfielder Curtis Granderson joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. All right, you talk about a lot of the young players, and I did see a couple articles written where you talked a little bit about Lewis Brinson. What do you think about him as a person and a player in that clubhouse?
Well, as a person, he's a great guy. You know, he just comes in constantly working, looking for ways to improve. He's a physical specimen. I think he's 6'4". So he could be playing a couple other sports, but he's able to use all that strength and ability here to hit some baseballs and track things down in center field. So I think he might actually be one of the biggest center fielders that is currently playing right now, which speaks to his athleticism. But he's a guy that's constantly trying to work, improve, you know, loose, relaxed, joking around, but also very serious and focused when it's time to work.
Curtis, through the years, you've seen it, man, where it used to be cheeseburgers and hot dogs and chicken wings, and that was the diet for every sport when you first came in, and now all of a sudden all these professional sports got real healthy. How's the adjustment been for you?
You know, it's interesting. I actually had a talk yesterday or 2 days ago with our team nutritionist here with the Marlins, and they were talking about just how things have been over the past couple of years. And, you know, I want my Doritos in the clubhouse. You know, I want some chicken wings and a fry from time to time. But I think everyone's kind of understood that moderation is very key, and it is something to it. You can have that stuff around, but if I go ahead and eat that on a daily basis, on a consistent basis, before games, after games, eventually it's going to get to me. But you got to go ahead and treat your body. You deserve it from time to time. And, you know, it's my birthday tomorrow. I'm going to enjoy. You know, I give me a little dessert here. And yesterday was National Pie Day, so you got to do those types of things. But you got to mix in some of the good stuff, too. Colors key, water key, hydration, all that good stuff like that. So finding a good balance, which I think guys are a little more open to talk about and understand, I think it's been key. You used to come into a spring training locker room, and you could definitely tell who the pitchers were, and you could tell who the position players were. And now you can't. I mean, these guys start getting their shirts off and stuff. I'm like, geez, what has this guy been doing, you know? What position does he play? And this is, you know, one of your starting pitchers, or this is your second baseman. I go, man, I got to put my shirt back on. He's embarrassing me.
Curtis, what's the one thing you had to give up, like the hardest thing you had to give up when everyone's starting to get healthy now every day? What's the hardest food item or whatever that you just had to give up or had to kind of, you know, lay off a little bit more than you usually do?
You know, the big one has been Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I'm a huge fan of that one. And everyone is going to the dark chocolate model saying, hey, if you want some sweets and you want something dessert-wise to snack on, use the dark chocolate model. But, hey, I want that milk chocolate. Maybe even some hot chocolate, you know? You can take that dark chocolate stuff and put it in the back for somebody else. But give me my normal Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I don't want the dark chocolate one.
Curtis, when I came in the league with the Dolphins years and years ago, half the team used to smoke cigarettes. It was the craziest thing I'd ever seen coming out of college. You catch guys still smoke? Are the days of guy, even coaches, you still see a guy smoke from time to time?
it's not nearly as much as it used to be, but there are some guys. I mean, Jim Leland was the big one. I mean, he was amazing, and I got a chance to play with him for my first, like, 4.5 years in the big leagues, and I don't know how he was able to hide the smoke. Like, it went up his arm, and then it disappeared in his armpit, but, I mean, he would smoke all the time, and it was amazing that he's still going to this day. I'm not sure if he still is, but I think a lot of guys, again, are starting to look at some of that stuff. A lot of this stuff is actually affecting me, especially when you can test things like hydration and see where you're at and see how the smoking is actually affecting you and go, man, this could be the reason why I am sore, why I am pulling muscles, why I'm having all those things. And guys are willing to make adjustments, whereas before, you know, guys are stubborn. I'm stuck in my way. You can't change me. This is what's been working, and I'm not going to change it or fix it or anything. But guys realize that if I can make a slight adjustment here, a slight tweak there, it can definitely be beneficial and pay off.
Curtis, you've been around the big leagues for a while, and you've been in a lot of spring training clubhouses. This one a little bit different than I'm sure a lot that you've been in, because there's so many open positions, so many spots where guys could step it up in the next couple of weeks and actually get a starting spot or make the big league team. What's different about that for you than it is for, you know, other camps and other spring trainings you've been in?
I think the big thing that Derek Jeter mentioned something the first day of camp here, he said when he came into spring training year in and year out, and this is kind of going to be a surprise for even you and your listening audience, that he always felt that he had to come in and earn his job and that his job was in jeopardy. And the fact that there's so many open positions here lets guys realize that, hey, I'm constantly got to come in and fight. Nobody's job is safe. And that competition of coming in and wanting to be ready and continuing to push guys is going to ultimately benefit everybody. So, again, you look back at Derek Jeter, not only was he very talented and athletic, but he came in with the mindset, like, look, I'm not going to let anybody take my job. And if I slack, somebody will take it. So the fact that guys continue to have to keep pushing, and if you don't get the job come opening day, you are a really good alternative to come in if something does happen, a trade, somebody gets hurt, somebody's sick, and you come in and we don't skip a beat and we continue to keep going. And that's why when you look at the teams that he played on, they were consistently able to keep things going, what, no matter if somebody got hurt or not. And the same thing for all the championship teams that I got a chance to play for. You know, guys were able to come in, and if we had to replace somebody, we just continued to move. We weren't like, oh, man, we just lost the power bat, or we just lost the speed, or we lost the tough arm. The guy that was replacing them was just as good because they continued to push all season long, and that's what's happening here in this clubhouse.
Curtis, I wanted to ask you a New York question. We're down in, we call it New York South, as you know, but you spent 8 years with the Yankees and Mets. What was it like playing under the scrutiny of the media and the fan base that's so passionate? Do players get caught up in it, especially when they get in a funk and they hear the boo birds a little bit louder? What's it like with the criticism playing there?
Oh, man, it's crazy. And I mean that in a good way and a bad way. I mean, when things are going well, you know, it's the loudest and most intense and exciting times you can have. And when things are going bad, nobody's safe. It doesn't matter who you are. Everybody can get through at any time. And I think that kind of lets you know, again, you got to continue to keep working and keep after, because there's such a large, intense fan base in the New York City and surrounding land areas that have had tradition and history, and their families have brought them into it. So you got to constantly stay on your toes. And from the media side, they're one of the still markets that continue to sell papers on a consistent basis, and everybody's looking at their morning read on their commute, whether it be in the subway or the bus. A headline sells there. Any way they can put it out there, both positive or negative, just got to constantly be on your toes about what's going on and just keep your head on a swivel a little bit and make a little hesitated decision before you decide what it is you're going to do. Like, for example, we just lost to the Red Sox, or we just lost to the Nationals. Maybe I should not go out and get something to eat tonight. You know, the fact that delivery app like Seamless and Grubhub came
in, right,
was definitely beneficial for me. That timing was great. So instead of being going out there and being seen getting something to eat, I just go ahead and tap a couple buttons on my app and get some food delivered to me, which is great.
Smart move. Veteran move.
Things get turned around a little bit, I'll just skip it.
Good vet move there, Curtis. Thank you for your time, Mr. Warren. We appreciate it, and happy day before birthday for you.
Thanks, Curtis.
Thank you guys very much. You guys have a good one.
All right, that was Curtis Granderson, Miami Marlins outfielder. He was outstanding. He's very good this morning. We'll take more of your texts, by the way.
That's why they had him on, my man.
I know, he's good.
He's been around the block a few times on this stuff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.